morning, everybody. Today it is 29th of April. I'm Devarsh from HDFC Securities, and this is our daily morning podcast. First, about the American markets. US stocks trimmed their April losses on Friday, with S&P booking its biggest weekly gain since November as big technology stocks rallied. The S&P 500 rose sharply on Friday afternoon as investors shrugged off fresh evidence of sticky inflation and cheered earnings from Microsoft and Google. U.S. consumer sentiment worsened near the end of April, according to the latest reading from the University of Michigan. China's industrial profit posted smaller gains for the first quarter compared to the first 2 months, official data showed on Saturday, adding to the evidence of uneven recovery for world's second largest economy. Profits at China's industrial firm rose 4.3% in first quarter from a year earlier, NBS data showed, slower than 10.2% rise in the first 2 months. Traders will keep focusing on US Fed's policy meeting on Wednesday after the central bank's preferred measure of inflation rose at the brisk pace in March through roughly in line with estimates. In corporate news, Apollo Hospitals armed to raise 2,475 crore from Advent International. Bata India receives 154 crore from Faridabad land sale. A group of shareholders led by investment manager based in Bangalore has initiated proceedings with the NCLT concerning ICICI Bank's proposal to remove its broking subsidiary ICICI Securities from the Indian stock exchanges. Asian markets climbed on Monday after US equity notched the best weekly rally of 2024. A slide in Japanese yen to its weakest 160 versus the dollar since 1990 has put currency traders on the edge. In markets, Nifty edged lower on April 26th, snapping a 5-day rally. At the close, Nifty was down 150 points at 22,419. Nifty could now remain in the 22,625 to 22,336 band for the near term. A breach of the lower band could take it to 22,148. Indian markets could open higher in line with higher Asian markets today and positive US markets on April 26th. That's all for the day. Investment in securities is subject to market risk. For detailed disclaimers, do visit our website www.hdfcsec.com. Thank you for listening and have a profitable day ahead.